This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, we've had the appropriate introduction, so now it's time to get on to it. Our course over the next hour is to focus in on the big stories, the talk items, news talk items that have made it big, according to the research at Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and the man who pays the mortgage on that house is Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher.
I like what you said. We have our introduction. Who are those people that sing for us? I mean, are they in another studio? I never see them.
Let's see if I can recognize voices. Kara, play the theme song again for the countdown, will you please, so we can figure out who it is that's singing. I think that's a good idea. Listen to this.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Kanye West is in there singing.
Talk Radio Countdown.
You know, jingles are a funny thing. They're the most unnatural, unrealistic thing in the world, and yet we accept them. But we accept it.
I'm done with it. We're done with the Talk Radio Countdown jingle.
No, it's cool. It sounds like radio. It says, it's a radio show. But just, you know, you ever listen to the way harmonies used to be, but like in the 40s records, like, you know, you hear it in Christmas time with Bing Crosby. They had that sound like a jingle singers, and it was so wholesome that it sounded like they're not human. You know.
What we might do instead? You and I could do Row, Row, Row Your Boat.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I'll start.
Rounds. No. If we do that, it'll be recorded, played back at conventions, and used against us by our peers.
They'll say, this is what talk radio has come to. Listen to these two self-indulgent old idiots.
Yes.
So let me run through the top 10.
I think that's a great idea. Run through the top 10 items.
How about I sing it?
You can do that.
Yeah. Number 10.
Kanye West.
Yeah, Kanye West's troubles and National Football League action, and Gronkowski is out again for those who follow the Patriots. Oh, my gosh, that's kind of difficult. That's number 10. Number 9, Ohio State knife attacks. Number 8, the fake news controversies. That's very important. Number 7, the status of Obamacare. That's important. Number 6, important, U.S.-Russia relations and the Syria Civil War. Number 5, hard to believe it actually happened, Fidel Castro died. isn't he just always
there? He's lying in state in Beijing next to Mao Zedong.
They shouldn't have told anybody he died, just say, he's retired.
Yeah, right.
Trump's flag burning flap, the flag flap at number 4. And there's also been a lot of talk about Hampshire College, again, in our neck of the woods, not flying the flag. It's become a national story. Mm-hmm. But the Trump flag burning flap is big at number 4. Number 3, we got Trump's carrier deal. At number 2, the election recount and voter fraud or allegations thereof. And number 1, the Trump cabinet nominees. Real quick, through the people. Number 10, Kanye West. Vladimir Putin at 9. Fidel Castro at 8. Mike Pence at 7. Number 6 is Rudy Giuliani. Number 5, David Petraeus. Number 4, Mitt Romney, Trump's dining buddy. Number 3, Jill Stein and Hillary Clinton. Number 2, Barack Obama. Number 1, may as well just give it to him forever.
Stamp it in there. Yeah.
Donald Trump. The era of Trump. Bigger than the Beatles.
So who do you suppose picked up the tab for dinner the other night? Romney or Trump?
Great question. I haven't got a clue.
Who picked up the tab?
Had to be Romney.
Yeah.
I can't imagine Trump picking up anything.
Does he never pick up the tab?
I don't know. Trump's got so many strange ways about him.
He's understood how it works. Look at this trip. We talked about number 3 out to Indiana at the Carrier air conditioning plant.
Yeah.
And all the attention that got. And the fact that the people said that they decided not to do it because they thought Trump was going to go after them. He said a lot of things, and he's perhaps put some people on notice. That I mean, who knows whether he's really going to do that or not? But the fact that he's that aura is surrounding him. So far, Ford says they're not moving, and Carrier says they're not moving. So you got to wonder if other companies will rethink because they are creatures of, like radio. Nobody, whoever the first guy is who decided to do Howard Stern, he was probably thought of as a joke. But yet, then people started listening, and they kept they copied the radio world is full of copiers, not too many inventors. And I think that that may be the case, not just in the radio world, but in general. There are a few innovators. Mostly they're rewarded for their innovations. Certainly we can say that about the computer giants of today. But a lot of people who are first-timers, they get laughed at. They get the brunt of jokes, right?
It's lonely on the frontier.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. And we see,
and Trump's on the frontier. He's out in front.
Well, front is on the frontier of good things and bad things. He is a package of all of the strengths and the weaknesses of humanity. We see it in this man.
Yeah.
And we have to hope that in this case the strengths overshadow the weaknesses and that some good comes. Because I personally don't give a damn about his personal life and his personality.
Yeah, I was trying to do a good job for the country.
Do a good job and help people out. And if that's what it takes, good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I
mean,
yeah,
it's just
I
like
do know what you mean. All right, let me just distract or let me just get away from the stories themselves. You mentioned something about Hampshire College, which is in Massachusetts out in Amherst. There are 9 colleges in Amherst. It is one of them. It's a popular school, good school.
Yep.
They have decided not to fly the flag. You mentioned that. I'll bet a lot of people don't know that story, so would you like to enlighten us, please?
Well, basically, it started out with they lowered it to half-mast after Trump was elected as some type of a statement, and the students there, some of them pulled it down and burnt it. And then the president said, enough of this, no flag. We're not flying the flag anymore, no American flag at Hampshire College. And that basically is a capsule of what has led to a firestorm of controversy, criticism, and now the school is, basically being attacked by all the local politicians. And nationally, it's become a big story. Whether or not this is a good thing, a bad thing. And, of course, I leave it to you and to everybody listening to take it from there.
Yeah, well, I think that I'm sure made a lot of conversation in the western part of Massachusetts, maybe Albany and those areas. I didn't pay much attention to it because I think that sometimes these things become much ado about nothing. They're symbolic and give people, in a college setting, it's good to challenge people in their ideas. I think that's
Well, the question comes up, at what point are the inmates running the asylum, with all the snowflakes out there who, if they are the victim of a microaggression or there's a political debate going on and it might upset them, they have safe zones, they give them Play-Doh, they have a puppy, and a psychologist. I mean, are we raising a nation of wimps, or is this a good thing in terms of human progress and empathy? What's the reality of that? And this is something that is an important question. I mean, should we be coddling college students? Should college students be telling the college how to operate? Somebody asked me the other day, when did this start happening? And my answer was clear. When colleges started to seek funding more than academic credibility. When colleges became a business first and an institution of higher learning second.
Mm-hmm.
And when students, rather than have the honor of being accepted at this college for whatever academic achievement they have, when students are sought because they are customers, and this is part of the customer service. This change has happened in America over the last 15 years. I see it. Do you see it? And the results are profound.
It really is. That's a very... And what you just said is profound, matter of fact. 15 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
If you don't use it, you might lose it. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why this is especially true for divers next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
The first dive of the season or after a hiatus is always special, and being a bit rusty after being out of the water is expected. So before just jumping in, take the extra time to honestly reevaluate your health, refresh your dive skills, and get your gear checked out by a reputable dive center. It's a great way to ensure your first dive of the season is the positive experience that it should be. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Michael Harris and Doug Steffen with an overview of the charts for this week, November 28th to December 2nd. What I find interesting is, one of the things we try to do here is talk about not only what the stories are, but what's going on in the business. I find it interesting that Art Bell is suing Michael Savage. You find that interesting?
I find it very interesting, frankly. I didn't even know about it. And you got me on that. You win a dozen donuts. Whenever anybody tells me something in the business that I don't know, yeah. Now I know.
Apparently, Savage has savaged Art Bell on the air. And referred to him marrying, he's married to a woman that came, I think came from the Philippines.
I believe
married
he did.
For quite a while, has a baby with him. And so Savage said on the air that Art Bell married a 10-year-old prostitute.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
But he just doesn't. I thought he quieted down a little bit, but
did he really say that though?
Yes.
I mean, because I don't know what to believe. You know, fake news.
They have it. Yeah, right. Exactly. They have it. They have audio of it. That does bring us around to that fake news stuff.
See how I did that?
Yeah, thank you. That was very good. How do we know that what we are listening to, is going to be a story of the ages?
Now, this goes
Number
back to what I said
this week on the countdown.
This goes back to what I said about Trump, that he has the good and the bad. Yeah. Trump is absolutely right. The media is biased, and the media does lie. He's wrong that all the media is biased and it all lies and that anything it says about him is a lie. So what we're getting is, one, we're getting expose that the media needs to clean up its act because the media and the press are not necessarily pristine and true. But on the other hand, if we have absolutely no way to know the truth from fiction and the media has no credibility at all, then everything is equal. And you have all these websites and you have all of these news organizations that absolutely operate as propaganda for nonsense.
Well, I resist calling it the media because the media is movies and magazines and all kinds of things. I call it the news media.
Okay.
Because, here we are. There's that jingle again.
Get them out of here.
Marking 21 past the hour on the countdown.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are allowed to eat. Yum!
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show is heard every weekend on fine radio stations like KICN, AM 1260 in Idaho Falls, Idaho. Good to have you along with Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Talkers Magazine is in the surrounds of Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and all kinds of things that have to do with this fascinating and wonderful way for us to communicate, listen, and learn. I've always wanted to kind of do this, and I haven't ever done it in an organized fashion. I'm going to go through the stories with your permission, and I want you gave me a little bit on the NFL, but I want you to comment on each of these with your own thoughts. If you were doing a talk radio program, you can give me 30 seconds, 60 seconds.
I'll give you sound bites. Quick sound bites.
Okay, number 10, Kanye West.
He's just a reality show star, a media exhibitionist, pop cultural artifact, and not terribly important in terms of the things that we all need to know run our lives.
The Ohio State knife attack.
Way too many of these things. It's tragic and it's awful, and we have to do something about this random violence in our world. But it's always been that way.
You heard the story about this 28-year-old former NFL player who got killed, I believe, on Thursday. He got involved. He tapped somebody's bumper, so he got out of his car to apologize to the driver of the car. And the driver of the car got out of his car with his gun and said, don't blank with me. And the guy said, I'm just trying to apologize. And he shot him twice and killed him.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the rage. That's rage. And the bump on the car was the straw that broke the camel's back. This guy obviously had some real problems. And it's a double tragedy. It's a terrible tragedy for the guy that got killed and the guy that shot him. It's a tragedy as well.
Imagine you spend the rest of your life in jail for something that you did on the spur of the moment.
What makes you so angry? We have to control our anger. I have learned, I mean, we're off the subject of doing the whole thing, but we have time for that.
Okay.
But I have learned, this is really, I'm revealing something about my own personal feelings about this. I have found that any time in my life that I acted upon anger, no matter how angry I was or how true the grievance was, in other words, no matter how offended, how real it was, any time I have ever acted upon anger, I have regretted it. I have lived to regret it. No matter how good it feels to get it off your chest and tell that person what you think, or, you know, even do something nasty, it has never worked out. Ever.
And you can say the same for two categories of thinking, anger and fear-based thinking. Whenever you make a decision based on what you're afraid of, it's always the wrong decision.
Yeah,
it is.
So if only we can grab that truth when we're feeling that pressure welling up in us at the Thanksgiving table when some relative pressed your button and you're going to let them have it, or some guy cuts you off and you start some kind of a life-threatening, rageful fit on the streets. Or you're in business and you want to send off that email, you guys are, you know, horrible. Don't do it. Don't do anything in anger. You will lose.
It sort of reminds me of the same type of scenario where the policeman, I think it was last week, writing a ticket. Some guy was angry about something. Nothing. He didn't even know the police officer. He's got a gun. He goes out and he shoots the officer twice in the face and kills him. And the guy wasn't even, there was no interchange at all. He was just there writing a ticket. And this other guy walks by him and shoots him.
One key to this whole thing is don't mess with strangers. Don't mess with strangers. You don't know what they're feeling at that moment. You don't want to catch a guy at the moment that the rage is about to spill over. You know, stay away.
Yeah. That might be fear-based. It might be theorized as fear-based thinking, but in that circumstance, it's appropriate, I think. All right, good words of wisdom as we continue overviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with good News Talk conversation. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen at 28 past the hour on the...
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
And they are those singers again, Michael.
Yep, they're good.
The Talk Radio Singers on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We have the top 10 stories of the week that we're going through, not necessarily in order, although I think our discussion makes sense. That's easy for me to say. I don't know. People listening think it makes sense.
Yeah, I like everything I say.
Exactly.
It makes sense to me. That's why I learn. How do you think I learn stuff? Listening to myself.
There you go.
A lot of people actually do that, but that's beside the point. We were going through my impressions of everything. I don't want people to think we forgot. Not that my impressions matter. But the next one was fake news controversies, and we already talked about that. It's a terrible, terrible problem because it undermines our democracy. The status of Obamacare, that's going to be fascinating to see how Trump negotiates that. The U.S.-Russia relations and the Syria civil war, what can I say about that? Why can't everybody get along?
Putin, Putin. Right, exactly.
Yeah, you know, Fidel Castro's death. Maybe.
Hail to the chief!
Maybe we'll get to, you know, annex Cuba and make it a nice vacation paradise.
Mm-hmm.
The flag burning.
I may interrupt you for a second.
Yeah.
That's one of those things that when Trump throws stuff against the wall, all the things that he said, like he had fun, with Mrs. Clinton during the campaign. I think that there's, I wouldn't say very little, but this fellow speaks in tongue-in-cheek language. And so somebody, he just says stuff just to say stuff. The other day, he said, when somebody asked him, some reporter, when Castro died, what about the future of our relationship when you become president? I'm going to cut the Cubans off again. Of course he's not going to cut the Cubans off again.
Yeah, well, a lot of people didn't understand that they should not take Trump literally.
Right.
And his biggest problem over the next 4 years is he's going to have a lot of criticism from his most ardent supporters who did take him literally.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and the good news for the people that hate Trump is he didn't mean it. The bad news, the bad news for the people that like Trump is he didn't mean it. somewhere in the, he may wind up being the most moderate, pragmatic president we've ever had.
I think we're heading right down that path, frankly. He's going to throw a bunch of stuff. He's going to say, okay, you people who wanted me to be president, the right of center group, all right, I'm going to give you what you want, and let's see what they can do. And if they don't perform in short order, because I think he has a short temper or a short fuse or a short attention span, if these people, all these appointees now, mean nothing to him, I think that you see the, you know, some of them, I'm looking at this mad dog guy and thinking, what does he know how to run the Pentagon? I think these people are going to be a swinging door. And as soon as there is any controversy or the job doesn't get done, we go back to the apprentice, you're fired.
Yeah, you're fired. Can you imagine what, you know, foreign leaders and dignitaries and people that speak different languages and all that are saying when they find out that the Secretary of Defense in the United States is a guy called Mad Dog? I thought it was a sports talk show host. I said, okay, another radio guy, you know, because there's a guy called Mad Dog in sports radio.
And he doesn't look like he slept for a month.
Well, this is the new Stephen K. Bannon look.
Oh, is that what it is?
You know,
don't cut your hair and look dirty.
Just
greasy
look.
All the time. Yeah, okay.
But
all right, meanwhile,
so flag burning is you know, I worry about the First Amendment. The carrier thing was a photo op. The election recount and voter fraud don't mean nothing. And the Trump cabinet nominees is Trump's version of a reality show and a beauty pageant.
And if you take it seriously, it's at your own peril.
I think
that's all. He's going to be very much in charge of what's going on, but he'll give Mike Pence and that bunch their time and see what they can produce. But if they don't get along, anybody, he wants to, I believe, this is Doug Steffen, believing that he really wants to get things done. I think that part of him is true blue. I think you see it in his business life. Let's get as much done as we can in 24 hours. Let's get as much done this week as we can. This month, that's what he's about.
Well, that's his ego, and in this case, his ego could be good. It could be a good force.
Yeah.
That's why this guy, this is a whole complicated new animal that we're studying, a new species of president that we're studying.
Yes.
And as long as we understand that, we'll be able to report on it and talk about it in a way that makes sense as it unfolds. Right now, it's too soon. It's like talking about, you know, the baseball season or the football season when they're having the exhibition games. Mm-hmm. None of it really matters. It's like talking about the presidential election before the New Hampshire primary. None of it really matters.
All right, can we go back to... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm babbling.
All right, so the normally number 10 on the countdown has some sports connection, sports talk radio, et cetera, et cetera. I always appreciate and respect your thoughts on pretty much everything, not always everything, but most everything. And when it comes to sports stuff, I find you very knowledgeable. So what did you think of the fact that Major League Baseball settled what could have been a very contentious problem and could have kept the season from starting on time?
They can't afford to have labor problems in baseball. They can't afford to have any problems in baseball because baseball operates on the edge of falling even lower.
Yeah, but look at what it does for the radio stations that carry baseball. This is one of the phenomenons that a lot of people don't talk about. The ratings that go to the radio stations that carry baseball are phenomenal during the season.
Yeah. Problem is, the ones that really get the ratings, it costs them a fortune for the rights.
Yeah, that's true.
And in some cases, the ratings don't generate enough revenue to make up for the cost of the rights. Complicated part of the business. But now the business of sports is big business, and I think it has in many ways taken away from the purity, the fun, the sportsmanship, and the game in recent years. It's too much money to go see a game. It's become
like
huge
going to
business.
A concert.
Well, the concert business is all shows. I mean, we talked about Hamilton before. People are paying $1,000 a ticket.
It's crazy.
I mean, nothing's that good.
No, it isn't. That's $1,400 to go see where these people, some have said, all right, this is what it's going to cost. No scalpers, nothing. This is what it costs to get into me. They could all say it if they wanted to, but they haven't. And I was disappointed with Adele. But Bruce Springsteen, I think, does that, doesn't he? He says, this is what you can charge for a ticket to see me, and other than that, forget it. can't you?
Various artists have various ways of being populist and protecting the little guy, but in the end, everything costs way too much, and it's out of whack.
You wonder
it's out of
how
whack
people,
with reality.
Yeah, you do wonder how people can afford some of these things. Where
yeah, I wonder too.
Coming from? Yeah.
Well, I often wonder that if we're in such a terrible economic situation and the country is going down the tube so badly, how come you see expensive restaurants are full, yep. concerts, sporting events are full at exorbitant prices?
Yeah,
I don't. There's a disconnect between
yep.
what you see and what you read or hear.
Yeah,
and
right.
I'm not sure what the truth
posturing.
Is.
Well, it's back to fake news. It's back to the principle of. In the news media, we're going to tell you a story. It isn't going to necessarily be true, but it's our story. We'll tell you a story. We like to tell a story. As a matter of fact, I want to talk to you about this week's story in Up Close and Far Out in a moment. Speaking of sports and sports talk radio, you indicated, and I think it was very interesting, there was a big surprise, and here all of a sudden we see one of the great faces and names, not only in sports talk radio, but as an actor. Very accomplished, very smart guy. So we'll figure out why Michael wanted to talk to Jay Moore in just a moment here on The Countdown. Time now for us to review, just for your listening and dancing pleasure, who are the people this week on our list, the top 10 people. News Talk Radio is a fascinating way for us to sort of figure out what's going on in the minds of lots of people in America. Kanye West in the number 10 position. How much talk about him have you heard? Vladimir Putin, Pukin Putin, I call him, Bad Vlad, number 9. Castro, yep, he's still dead, number 8. Mike Pence, very much alive and seeing the fruits of his political labors. Number 6, Rudy Giuliani. Many people hope he's, and I'm one of them, he doesn't get close to any cabinet position. David Petraeus, would he be a good pick? Yeah, I think he's got a lot to offer. Mitt Romney's in the number 4 slot, be a good, in my opinion, be a very good Secretary of State. Jill Stein, number 3. Barack Obama, number 2. And Donald Trump is in the number 1 position where he has been, and I'm guessing he will be, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so...
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples. Make more happen.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly, so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
If you don't use it, you might lose it. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why this is especially true for divers next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The first dive of the season or after a hiatus is always special, and being a bit rusty after being out of the water is expected. So before just jumping in, take the extra time to honestly reevaluate your health, refresh your dive skills, and get your gear checked out by a reputable dive center. It's a great way to ensure your first dive of the season is the positive experience that it should be. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Doug Steffen with some anecdotal information, I guess a review, if you will, of the stories from this past week on the Countdown, courtesy of folks at Talkers Magazine, number 10, a focus on the problems in the real life of Kanye West. Number 9, the Ohio State attacks. Number 8, all of the discussion about the fact there's so much fake news around, and that's mostly from social media. Number 7, status of healthcare in our country. Number 6, relations that we have with Russia. Number 5, Fidel Castro croaks. Number 4, the flag burning issue. Number 3, Donald Trump going to Indiana to the Carrier air conditioning plant. Number 2, the election recount, still talking about voter fraud. And number 1, Trump cabinet nominee list is getting bigger and bigger. So that's it. Those are the stories that make up our focus this week on the Talk Radio Countdown. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Michael has a podcast, as if he wasn't doing enough with all of the printed matter that he has to deal with every week. He goes inside the mind of some spectacular people, thinkers, doers, shakers, part of the new media, if you will, and certainly sports talk radio has found its way into the lives of a lot of people who find it more interesting and entertaining to listen to sports talk radio than regular talk radio. Maybe it's because there are some smart people doing it, not that there aren't smart people doing regular news talk, but Jay Moore impresses me as being a very smart person.
He's very smart, and if you're looking for a big conversation about sports talk radio, don't check it out, because that's one of the smallest things we talked about. Mm-hmm. This guy is heard nationally on 160 radio stations. He replaced Jim Rome. He's a sports talk host. He puts out a weekly podcast about pop culture. He's been in 25 movies, including Bob Sugar, the agent, in Jerry Maguire, and he played opposite Jennifer Aniston in Picture Perfect. He was on Saturday Night Live for 2 years. He's been on over 50 television shows, and he is a Grammy-nominated and Emmy-nominated artist. He's also a stand-up comic. Comedy Central said he's one of the 100 greatest stand-up comics of all time. And what do we talk about? We talk about Eastern philosophy and being centered and how to keep yourself disciplined with all of these different things happening about you. And we talk a little bit about the sad shape of radio ratings and how inaccurate they are, and thus how they negatively affect radio programming.
Yep.
It's a media freak's delight.
I'm very impressed with him. He just seems he's got a face that's warm and invites you to want to talk to him. That's
very, we hit it off great. Now, he is a fan of my podcast and contacted me to be on it. I was
really
delighted. Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
I figure that's a guy cool. Like that's way too busy to be on the podcast. You know, when a guy does so many things, you know, the last thing he needs is to be on another thing. But he's a fan of the podcast. So I was delighted, and we had a wonderful time. It's my favorite one. One of my favorite ones.
Wait a minute.
I don't consider the one I did with you even to be categorized. It stands on its own. But it's above. It's so far above. I knew as soon as I said that, I went, uh-oh.
All Okay.
I don't often get myself into a corner, but
next week it will be the Talk Radio Countdown Show
without
with
Michael
Harrison.
Harrison
and Jay Moore, and I'll be out on the back 90 on the farm spreading manure during this broadcast.
Well, we spread enough manure here.
Yes, we do.
Worry about
the time for us to stop doing that. All right, so Michael Harrison going through a lot of the talk radio and talk media news with us every week, along with the stories they find in their research, are making it big in the news talk radio world. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 minutes before the hour.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, talking about the things that are big and controversial in the news talk radio world brings us around to Stephen J.J. Wiseman's opining on his spectacular feats in the world of legalese. He's a lawyer, college professor, teaching law at Bentley University. Have been on my program for decades. Also the founder of Scamicide.com, which is a website which is dedicated to informing you about the dangers of all these scams. This time of year, there are a ton of them. Maybe we'll speak to them as we have time. First, though, let's get into three or four of the items from the charts this week at Talkers Magazine and the legal implications of them. The Ohio State knife attacks and what happens to this person who is dead now, the family. I mean, what ramifications, how do you as a lawyer look at these things as a quote-unquote opportunity for the families that have been aggrieved?
Well, you know, the victims of violent attacks generally do have a legal option against the perpetrator of the attack, but generally the perpetrators of the attack, in this case, the person is dead, and in many other instances, they don't have any kind of money to go after. You know, it's unusual when you have something like an O.J. Simpson where the family gets a civil judgment and goes after the person, and there are actually some sort of of assets to get at. But then it's a question of, are there other people who are responsible for the attack? And, you know, this is the kind of thing that it would be very difficult to prove in this particular instance. There are connections to ISIS, and that actually brings up an issue, because this has been done with certain terrorist groups in the past, where the, you can actually find people going after accounts of, you know, financial accounts, bank accounts in the world that are held by these groups. But, boy, that takes some doggedness and real effort. So I think as a practical matter, unfortunately, the families, it's just another loss.
Forget about it, in other words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Number four, the flag burning discussion. So where does this go other than just conversation that's up in, it's kind of like up in smoke?
Good idea.
Pardon the pun.
You know, it really doesn't go anywhere. I think probably to me one of the most disturbing things was that the president-elect saying you should take away the citizenship of what? Of someone who exercised their First Amendment right. Now, granted, this First Amendment right was a 5-4 decision of the United States Supreme Court, so it could have gone either way, but it didn't. And it is entirely established that the burning of a flag, not my flag, not a flag that may be, you know, over the Capitol, but a person can have the flag, and the flag is not a sacred symbol in the sense that it can be symbolic speech to be burned. I always thought as a practical matter, if the way you want to get someone to listen to what you think is a legitimate concern is by totally offending them by doing something like this, you've made a very poor choice.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, no, this isn't going anywhere except for political capital.
You know, I think I've said this, and it's gotten me some interesting responses. I think that Trump, like it or not, or think he's irresponsible, he's the president-elect, I think he's just about what sticks. I think that he throws stuff up against the wall. I think he says a lot of things in jest. I think there are many things that he doesn't. I mean, he's already proving that what he said on the campaign trail he didn't really mean. And so
they
say, well, it's, I mean, it's all for show. It's all to get results. He's very results-oriented, and I thoroughly think that if some of these people that everybody's getting all wrinkled up about that he's appointing these posts, if they don't do something fast to do what he thinks needs to be done, they're going to, just like The Apprentice, you're fired. I think you're rolling.
I think you may be right on that. And I look at, you know, a Wall Street insider, Goldman Sachs banker, the Fox being put in charge of the hen house at the Treasury, and I'm going, you can't pick a worse case than that. I tell
well,
you,
the guy who was George Bush's was a Goldman Sachs guy, too. Same position. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And what did they get us?
Yeah. Right. It's another problem with the loans and stuff. All right. We got about 30 seconds on the voter fraud recount. That's a sort of a red herring, is it not, legally?
Yeah. There's no real indication that there was a significant fraud. I think perhaps the only thing that's coming out of it is that Jill Stein actually got enough votes to be the difference in a winning margin in some key states. But
what does she do with that money? What does she do? It takes $2.5 million to do the recount. She got $9.5 million. What does she do with the rest of it?
Good question, because there are real limitations on that under the law.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Stephen J.J. Wiseman from Scamicide.com here on the Countdown at 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.